From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Senate lawmakers, after a series of bumps in the road, have voted to restore unemployment benefits to hundreds of thousands of people who lost them during a partisan battle over spending. Senate lawmakers on a 59-38 vote today approving an $18 billion measure that will restore jobless benefits and health care subsidies to help the long-term unemployed. The House is quickly expected to follow the Senate's lead and send the measure on to President Obama for his signature. The president moved to reassure NASA employees today he remains 100% committed to the mission of the space agency. The president's remarks come as the administration outlines its plans for future federal spending and seeks to bring more private companies into space exploration with a planned end of the shuttle program later this year.
By buying the services of space transportation rather than the vehicles themselves, we can continue to ensure rigorous safety standards are met, but we will also accelerate the pace of innovations as companies, from young startups to established leaders, compete to design and build and launch new means of carrying people and materials out of our atmosphere.
Mr. Obama told workers at the Kennedy Space Center the U.S. will send astronauts to Mars by the mid-2030s. Cloud of volcanic ash in the skies over northern Europe is grounding air travel there and affecting flights globally. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, at least 100 flights from the U.S. to Europe have been canceled.
A volcano erupting in Iceland sent a plume of volcanic ash miles up into the sky, and that plume is drifting east across the northern part of Europe. The ash plume contains tiny particles of volcanic rock, which can seriously damage jet airplane engines and could even cause them to stop. FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown says because of safety concerns, European aviation authorities are closing airspace.
The airports that are close include all of the UK, including Ireland, Brussels, Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Paris, and Dusseldorf is planning to close as well.
Brown says by Friday, the ash plume could spread as far east as Moscow, and she says it's unclear when the ash will dissipate enough so that air travel to those European cities can resume. David Schaefer, NPR News.
A preliminary report on last week's deadly mine explosion in West Virginia is now suggesting the blast that claimed the lives of 29 miners may have been preventable. The report says the cause may have been a buildup of methane gas inside Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine. That report was presented to President Obama today, who was critical of the mine's operator. Ellen Smith is managing editor of Mine Safety and Health News and says Mr. Obama's remarks are understandable.
The president was obviously very, very angry today. 29 people are dead, and America as a nation, I think, wants accountability, and that showed in the president's speech.
The administration has now ordered a sweeping review of mine safety. On Wall Street today, some positive earnings news helped send the Dow up 21 points to close at 11,144. This is NPR. The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany continued discussions today with China and Russia about possible sanctions against Iran over that country's disputed nuclear program. After weeks of delays, China is looking at a somewhat watered-down proposal it hopes will be more acceptable to that country and to Russia. The move toward sanctions comes after Iran has defied five U.N. Security Council resolutions calling on the country to cease its uranium enrichment program. Iran has steadfastly maintained its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. The program that does most of the research on which cancer treatment works best is in dire trouble. That's according to a report from the National Institute of Medicine. More from NPR's Richard Knox.
Experts say most of what doctors know about which cancer treatments work and which ones don't has come out of a big network of researchers called the Cooperative Group Program. 25,000 cancer patients enroll in the group's studies every year. But this critical program is at the breaking point, experts say, and urgently needs big changes, starting with its budget. The Institute of Medicine panel says the government should double the program's funding by 2015 from $250 million to $500 million. The experts say it takes too long to launch a new study, 2 years on average. By the time a trial gets underway, the questions it was designed to answer are often outdated. That doesn't help the cancer patients who volunteer, and it wastes money, too. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Key housing industry trade group appears to be a bit more hopeful that the worst may be over for the housing market. The National Association of Home Builders says its housing market index rose this month. The index was up 4 points to 19. That's its highest reading since September. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.